Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Creating your success is challenging because you have no idea what you're doing and you're not comfortable with creating your success. You see, when you create your success, you're putting yourself out there, you're challenging yourself, and you're understanding that you can do it. And what you're doing is that you're able to accomplish a goal. You're able to accommodate some wins or accumulate some wins. And what this does is that it helps you create success for you, because when you have success, now you can start talking about the process, about what happened and how you got there. But to get to the success, you have to be willing to try with nothing. You have to be willing to show up, because when you show up for yourself, now you're able to learn that it's okay for you to create your success. If you create your success, you have to be willing to work for your success. But first, you have to identify the route that you would like to go, the path that you would like to follow, any direction that you would like to go on, so that way your success can be created for something that you are doing and pursuing every single day. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we speak about marketing strategies. We speak about personal development, marketing strategies, and podcasting tips. Today, we're speaking about marketing strategies because in order to create your success, you have to have something to talk about, to do, and to achieve. But you have to be willing to start with nothing to get something, so your success can come from something. So, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge. And today, it's so important to create your success. There's no better time to create your success, because the success that you're looking for is waiting for you to accomplish it. How do you push yourself? How do you encourage yourself? How do you inspire yourself? Well, first, let's identify what that even means, what that even consists of. First, you have to inspire yourself. How can you inspire yourself if you have nothing that you're working towards? I remember when I was younger, my mom, who was a single mom raising three boys by herself, she taught us that in order to accomplish something, in order to achieve something, in order to be somebody, you have to be willing to start with nothing. And so my mom, as she was a single mom raising three boys by herself, not only did she start with nothing, she made it possible for us to survive, for us to live, for us to have a good childhood. And what I've learned is that she was creating a success because she was willing to put herself out there. She was willing to communicate, and she was willing to show up in a way that, to help others. And now she's helping others. She's showing that it's okay to pursue your goals, to pursue your dream, and to turn nothing into something. Before to get to something, you have to start with nothing. You see, life shows you that creating your success is not going to be easy. To be inspired, you have to know what you are working towards. My mom was working towards success, towards an education, towards a better life. And so she wanted to provide for us. And as she was providing for us, she had to do whatever it takes, whatever it took for her to be successful. You see, success has to be broken down, but it has to be understood that it's broken down for a particular reason. It's broken down for in a particular way that will help you understand that your success comes after you create it from nothing. But you have to create it from nothing so it can be something. I remember Dr. Martin Luther King, he said, If you're going to be the best, how about you? If you're going to be the best something, be the best that you can be. If you're going to be the best street sweeper, be the best street sweeper. You have to be the best you that you can be, because in order to be the best that you can be, you have to be willing to start from nothing. See, when you start from nothing to something, the something comes from the skill. The something comes from the success. But you have to create and start from nothing to know that you can work your way up, to know that you can improve, to know that you can grow, to know that you can develop over time. And it's developing over time that will help you understand that you're on the right path, you're on the right journey, and you're in the right movement. What this does is that it helps you understand that your success can be created. Your success can be benefited from your effort. It's just sometimes in life, when you are pursuing a particular goal, it tends to lead to nothing because we don't know what's on the other side of something. Life shows you that your success only gets created when you are willing to start with nothing, when you are willing to begin at the phase that you are at. Because the phase that you are at, it can grow, it can develop, you can improve over time. And it's improving over time that makes you better. And improving over time that creates your success. And it's proving over time that shows that you are on the right path. You see, to be on the right path, you have to be willing to understand that you have to create a path. In order to get on the right path, you have to be on the wrong path to identify that you're on the wrong path. You see, there's a difference between right and wrong. My mama was a single mom raising three boys by herself. She taught us the difference between right and wrong. When you make a right decision, it's a decision that's not going to get you in trouble. It's a decision that's not going to put you in harm. It's a decision that can't bring no damage to you. Rather, when you make a wrong decision, you have bad consequences. You have repercussions. You have moments that you have punishment. What I've learned is that every action has a reaction, but the reaction determines on the effort. The effort shows that it's okay to create your success. It's okay to be to know that you can grow, you can develop, you can improve. And as you grow and develop and improve, and you get better over time because time is working with you. You see, when people want to get around you, that's because you've created a success. But to create your success, you have to be by yourself to know that you can grow and develop. You see, growing and develop takes time. Growing and develop takes effort. Growing and develop takes you trying. And because you're not going to be great at everything. But you can be great at something. When you're great at something, you can get better at something. When you get better at something, you can build the skill for a lifetime. And what happens is that oftentimes in life is that we don't see the value that we have because the success that we're looking for, we haven't started with ourselves to know that we can create it for ourselves. Life shows you that as you are learning to create a success, the thing, the skill, the moment, the action that you're taking has your reaction because there's a repercussion, a punishment, or a consequence that comes from this action. Now, some consequences can be bad, some consequences can be good. And it all depends on the amount of work that you're putting into your success, because your success comes from your decision, your thoughts, your process, because it's a journey that you have to go through. And back in August, I decided to do a documentary called Starting with a Dream. And I started to do this documentary because I started a challenge going from $0 to $100,000 within 90 days. So the reason why I started this challenge is because I want to create success. If I can go from $0 to $100,000, I've created success because I've put the work in. I did the process. I'm willing to put myself out there. And as I continue to put myself out there, I have to continue to learn that as you're learning this particular thing, as you learn this particular skill, as you're learning this particular outcome, this outcome can be completely different than what you can imagine it could be, because you're able to grow, you're able to develop, you're able to have success. You see, to have success, you have to be willing to be consistent. To be consistent, you have to know that something can come from this, and that something has come from this, it's okay for you to understand that you can grow from this. In life, it shows you that to be better, you have to want to be better. To be better, you have to want to be better. There was a famous basketball player, a phenomenal basketball player named Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan was a phenomenal basketball player. Because he created his success when he played in college. He created his success when he played back in high school. But as he was progressing through his time, through his life, through his experiences, he was able to build success because he focused on his one skill, which was basketball, which was dribbling, which was shooting. But his skill came from basketball, and he perfected the craft. And he perfected the craft, and he won, and he created success, and he had an outcome that he was able to see, recognize, and develop because he was able to push himself a little bit further. He was able to inspire himself. You see, when you start winning small, you get inspired to win more. Michael Jordan has 6 rings. When he got his first ring, he got inspired to win the next one. He didn't get inspired to win the next 5 because the next 5 wasn't in front of him. He focused on one ring at a time. As he focused on one ring at a time, he ended up with 6. How's that possible? Because you have to get one win first. You have to start small in some particular way. You have to create your success at a lower level. Because this lower level can only grow from this. It can only develop from this. It can only improve from this. One thing that stops a lot of people is that they're not creating success for themselves because they're not constantly winning. They're not constantly winning in the small wins. They're not gathering what they've been through. It's easy to throw them a towel because all you have to do is just wave the white flag. And when you wave the white flag, you're surrendering the work, you're surrendering the effort, you're surrendering yourself. And it shows that in order for you to know that it's okay for you to keep pushing yourself out there, for you to keep putting yourself out there, it comes from you understanding that there's a process that you have to go through. You can't skip the work because the work that you have to do, you have to be willing to do it when you have nothing. To create success, it has to come from nothing, and nothing goes into something. There's something comes from the small wins that you're collecting on the way. As you're collecting on this way, you're able to create more success. I remember I played Connect Four, and my first time playing Connect Four, it was difficult for me to even win. The other person I was playing, they won like 5-10 times. They won every time we played, and I got frustrated because I couldn't win. I couldn't win this game called Connect Four. All you had to do is connect the colors and have 4 in a row, 4 circles in a row, but I couldn't win. I couldn't score. I couldn't gather that small win. But I gathered 10 losses, and I got discouraged. I didn't want to play no more because I wasn't able to win. And then the following time, the 11th time that we played, I finally understood the game of Connect Four. You have to connect 4, but there's multiple ways that you can connect the 4. It's not just this way, it's not just that way, it's not just this way, it's not just that way. There's multiple different ways that you can create Connect 4. You just have to be willing to start with the first Connect 4. And so as I'm playing the person that I was playing, they're doing the same thing that they've been doing the last 10 times. Granted, it's the last 10 times. But they're doing it, and I'm paying attention to their pattern. I'm paying attention to how they're putting the pieces in from Connect 4 into the slots. I'm paying attention to it. So, when you have 2 right here in this straight line, you're going to go to the next one, put another one in, so you can start building Connect 4 in a different way. And so as I'm looking at this, I'm starting to collect to create my success because I'm recognizing the pattern. I'm recognizing the win. I'm recognizing what I need to do opposite from what I've been doing when I was losing. And so as I'm able to pinpoint what the other person is doing, they have a couple of their dots in a row, and then when they have a couple in a row, they go to the next one, next one, and so they come back to the one that had the more, and then hit Connect Four. So I start paying attention to that. I said, I got it now. So when they put 2 of their colors in one specific row, I blocked them off and put mine on top. So now you have 2 yellow and 1 red on Connect Four. And so I start paying attention. So now I start playing to the left. Now I start playing to the right. But what I'm doing is that I'm connecting 2 dots. I'm connecting 3 dots before I connect 4 dots. But you have to start with 1 dot and connect 4 so you can connect the second one, so you can connect the third one, so you can connect the fourth one. But it starts with the first one. Your first move matters the most. The next move that matters even more is the following move. Why? Because in order for you to recognize the position that you put this dot in and connect 4, you have to recognize it, but you have to also think ahead. When you're creating your success, you have to think ahead for the success that you're creating today. The success that you're creating today comes from you willing to put one dot down while your plan connects four. As your plan connects four, you're able to see another dot connect with the first dot. You're able to see a pattern. You're able to see a small win. You're able to get inspired. Because what happens is that your opponents start playing against you and start blocking the dots that's already connected. So how do you get around from when your partner or when the person that you're playing against is blocking the dots from being connected so you can have connect four? Well, you stop them by having multiple different ways, multiple different areas where you're connecting the dots. To connect the four, you have to be willing to connect the two. To connect the two, you have to be willing to connect the one. Because you start with one. Nothing comes from not having an idea. Nothing comes from effort. Nothing comes from you not putting yourself out there. Eventually, as you are putting yourself out there, something is going to come from there. As you are inspiring yourself, you're collecting small wins. You're creating success because the success comes from your effort. Every action has a reaction. In order to have a great reaction, you have to be willing to just start something. You can't have success if you don't know what success looks like. You can't be great if you don't know what average looks like. I remember when I was in high school, I started to play football. And my 9th and 10th grade year, it was challenging for me because I wasn't good. I wasn't great at it. I wasn't great at playing football. I almost quit my 10th grade year because I wasn't good. I couldn't get it. Like I was frustrated with myself because I couldn't play this position. I couldn't play this role. And so I was about to quit. I was about to walk away. I was about to say, yeah, I ain't about to keep playing football just to be told, like, I'm not that good. And so one day my coach told me, he said, Humphrey, you know you a high rep guy? I said, no, I ain't. At the time, I didn't know what that meant. I said, no, I ain't. I don't think I am. He said, if you wasn't, I would never say it. I said, okay. Okay. I said, maybe you got a point. I said, so what makes me a high rep guy? He said, because you have to do the same thing over and over and over again before you fully understand it. So when he said that, it made me really pay attention. Like, do I really do that? So I start questioning my ability. He didn't say, Humphrey, you should stop playing football. He just said, Humphrey, you are a high rep guy. You need a lot of reps so you can understand what you're doing. You need a lot of practice so you can understand what you're doing. And so when I heard it, it hurt my feelings. I'm like, dang, I'm thinking I'm doing my best. You see, my success wasn't defined because I was trying to find myself. And so when I was learning more about myself, I'm like, okay, what am I missing? What am I doing wrong? Like, why can't I do nothing right? It wasn't the fact that I couldn't do nothing right. It's just the fact that I wasn't doing that thing right. And so for me to create my success, I have to be willing to stop being so hard on myself. I have to be willing to acknowledge the lesson and know that it's okay for me to grow and develop. I have to recognize that even though I might not understand it today, eventually, I can start learning it. I can start getting the hang of it. So my 10th grade year, towards the end of it, we ended up going to a summer camp. And in summer camp, it was hot. We had our pads on. We had our gear on. So we going to the field. And as we're going to the field, the first possession, the first practice that we do, I was in the role that I wasn't good at. Excuse me. Then the following play, my linebacker coach, the coach that was over me, he was like, he spoke with the head coach. He said, put Humphrey in this position. Put Humphrey in linebacker. Because if he's at linebacker, he might do good. I don't know how good he'll do. I don't know how good he'll be. But he might do good. And so my coach put me in linebacker. And automatically, the first play that I was playing in, I made the play. I made success. I created success. It was a small hit. It was a small, as soon as the ball came, I met the ball, person with the ball, and we had contact. But what I thought was so little was so big to the coaches because the coaches found that next linebacker. And this was important to me because it told me to play the next play. They didn't praise me too much. They didn't give me too much celebration. They said, okay, we're going to keep him here and see what he do the next play. And so they keep me there in the same play, and I end up making the play back to back. So I make the first play. I'm collecting a small win. I'm creating success. And then they put me in again. Now I'm able to create another success. So now I have back-to-back wins. And what this did for me is that it inspired me to continue giving my all. Continue to give it my all, because my all is what I can give. When you create your success, you have to be willing to start from nothing and work your way to something to know that you can get better. And when I got the position, when I earned the position, I never let go of the position, because I worked at it every single day. I wanted to be better for myself. I wanted to be better for me. I wanted to inspire myself. In order for me to inspire myself, I had to start collecting small wins. I had to start having small success, because a small success can grow more than I ever imagined, because it builds my confidence. And in order for it to build my confidence, I have to start with no confidence. I have to start from nothing. You see, when you get inspired, you are the one that has to inspire yourself. You are the one that has to encourage yourself. You are the one that has to motivate yourself. Because how do you accomplish a goal if you're not willing to push yourself? How do you create success if you're not willing to encourage yourself? How do you have success if you're not motivating yourself? You see, motivation is hard to come by, because it comes and goes. One day I'm motivated, the next day I'm not motivated, the following day I'm motivated, the next following day I'm not motivated. You see, to create your success, you have to be willing to show up. Rather you have motivation or no motivation, you have to show up. And that's important, because it shows that you are on the right path. You just have to continue the path. You have to continue in this direction. You have to continue in this way, because this way is going to help you even more. So I referenced this earlier. So I'm doing a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And it's a challenge that I'm putting myself to, and I'm pushing myself, because I know I can do it. I know I can do it. I know it's possible. I know that I can be the one to do it. And for me, starting from $0, it's inspiring to me, because all I have to do is make the first dollar. All I have to do is make the second dollar. All I have to do is make the 10th dollar. I'm collecting the small wins, because along the journey, along the challenge, I'm collecting wins that's going to put me in a better position to hit the goal, to hit the target. But it's identifying where I would like to go, what I would like to do, and how I would like to accomplish it. You can only create success when you have a path to follow. In the Bible, Jeremiah 29:11, I remember my first time ever reading it, it was on a card. It was on a card, and I was getting it for someone who just got a new opportunity. And it said, "For I know the plans that I have for you." I came in the rest of it, and I read the first one, that first sentence. I said, "This is good." The person that I was going to give it to, she had got a new opportunity, because a new opportunity to work at a new job. And I was just saying, it was like a congratulation card. But I got this card. I got it for her at first. I read it again, "For I know the plans that I have for you." I got myself one. I said, "This is too good for me to let it go." Like, I might not have the right plan, but I'm on the path that's going to lead me to the right plan. See, God is always with me. I have a relationship with God, not to put my beliefs onto anyone, but I know that the plan that I have, it can change, it can alter, but it only comes from me starting from nothing, starting from something, and it shows that you can grow. It shows that you can improve. It shows that you can develop, because to develop within yourself, you have to be willing to start from nothing, because greatness or success comes from an idea. How do you collect small wins if the wins that you are collecting does not put you in the right path, does not put you in the right plan, does not put you in the right direction? The reason why that's so important, because you have to really understand, to create your success, you have to be willing to put effort into your success. You have to be willing to put time into your success. You have to be willing to put a decision into your success. Because what stops a lot of people is the fact that they don't decide to be successful. This challenge is going to push me, because I know something's going to come from it. I know a story is going to come from it. I know success is going to come from it. I know, I also understand there's going to be a process behind the work. The work is going to show me that it's possible to continue along the process. How do you grow if you're unwilling to be uncomfortable? How do you grow if you're always comfortable? How do you grow if you never challenge yourself? You see, to create your success, you have to be willing to challenge yourself. I remember when I was younger and I was really like into football. I was watching football every weekend, every Saturday, every Sunday. I was studying players. My favorite player, defensive player, was two of them. It was Ray Lewis and Patrick Willis. These two were dominant when they was playing football because both of them played linebacker, just played linebacker for a different team, but they played in their own style. And as I was playing high school football and I was a linebacker, I wanted to watch people who already had success. And so as I'm watching them every day, I'm watching how they move. I'm watching what they're saying. I'm watching the way that they show up. And so one day when I start watching Ray Lewis, as I'm watching Ray Lewis, I'm like, man, this man is the truth. Not only can he play football, but he's created success that shows that if you put hard work and dedication into yourself, you can create your success. And I'm like, God, dog. So I started watching Patrick Willis. Patrick Willis was an animal. Ironically enough, their both numbers was 52. So I'm watching Patrick Willis have the same mentality, have the same perspective, have the same drive to work. And so it was great linebackers because they knew what they was working towards. They understood what they needed to do. And once they begin to recognize how they need to go about doing it, they start doing it even more often. Those were the two players I was watching. I also watched Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor played for the New York Giants back in the day. He was a dominant player. He was a dominant linebacker because he was creating his success every single play. I remember one of the practices that we was practicing, and one of the players, he had messed up an assignment. He had missed the play. He had missed the tackle, and he got down on himself. And when he got down on himself, he stopped giving effort. He stopped showing up. He stopped, like, practicing. The coach can tell that his energy went down. And so when the coach recognized that his energy went down, he started to say, focus on the next play. Don't worry about the play that just happened. Don't worry about the next play. Don't focus on the play that just recently happened. Don't focus on this play. Don't focus on the next play. Focus on this play. Because this play is what matters. The past you can't change. What has already happened, you cannot change in history. It cannot change and rewind like a video game. You just can't. What you can do is that you can focus on the next play. You can focus on the play that you are on right now, because the play that you are on right now is the one that you need to focus on. And it resonated with me because to give effort to create your success, you have to worry about the success that you're creating now. You can't worry about the success that you've created in the past, nor can you prepare for the success for the next success. You have to prepare for this success. But you have to identify what success you're preparing for. And so when I recognized what he was talking about and why that was important, it showed me that it's possible to believe in your work. Because as you are believing in your work, you have to start creating success for yourself. You have to start collecting small wins. You have to start inspiring yourself. To collect the small win, you have to know what small win comes from. It can come from getting to work on time early. It can come from getting and showing up early, doing one extra thing. But it's knowing that this small success, this small win that you're collecting, it can grow into a success that you're creating for yourself. You see, what happens is that we stop ourselves from creating the success because the success that we would like to have, we're not inspired to keep going. After producing 893 podcast episodes, I've learned that podcasting is more than just speaking. Podcasting is more than just talking to a camera. Podcasting is more than just delivering a story. It's sharing my message, my story, my experience with the ideal audience that will help me, that will show that it's a way out of this. I want to close the gap. And in order for me to close the gap, I have to be willing to know that I'm creating success. The success comes from me putting the work into episode number one. The success comes from me starting with a camera. And when I start with the camera, I didn't fully understand the route that I would like to go, because I just believed that I had something to say. I didn't know what I was saying. I just knew I wanted to say something. So I picked up the camera. I started speaking. I started talking. I started finding my voice. And it was a challenge because I wasn't as confident on camera as I would like to be. But I picked up the camera and started collecting small wins. I remember my first couple of videos, my first podcast episodes, it was so hard for me, so challenging for me to be on camera and to talk for 5 minutes, let alone 3 minutes. It was so challenging for me because it felt like forever. And so I practiced it, I learned it, I studied, I perfected it. And I start collecting small wins. I was creating my success every single day because I got in the habit of practicing how to produce a podcasting episode. I start practicing. I start learning it. I start studying it because I got better over time. And as I'm getting better over time, I learned that in order for me to continue to get better, I have to know that I'm getting better for something. Creating producing podcast episodes are challenging because there's a point in time where there's no one going to be watching you. There's no one going to be listening to you. But what are you doing when no one's watching you? What are you doing when no one's listening to you? What are you doing when no one is resonating with your story? What work are you doing for yourself? See, to create your success, you have to be willing to work by yourself to know that you can develop even more. The reason why this is so important, because it shows that your success is being created from the work that you're putting in for yourself. To be inspired, you have to be willing to collect small wins so you can create your success for yourself. The next point I want to hit on is motivation. So one thing that I kind of respect about motivation is that it comes and goes. The thing that I dislike about motivation is that it comes and goes. Reason being is because every day you're not going to be motivated to do and pursue a particular thing. Times get hard, life gets challenging, and it gets to a point where you can't fully put your all into it. But motivation is a thing that you have to find every single day. Just like being inspired, you have to be willing to collect small wins. But motivation, you have to be willing to encourage yourself. How do you get motivated if you don't know what you're motivating for? As I was watching Ray Lewis doing the hype videos or the videos of him talking to his teammates, he's speaking to his teammates because he's a leader that sees his team as more. He's a leader that sees his team as something special. He's a leader that shows that when you put this work in, when you work hard, not only are you working hard, but you're evolving in a way that will help you even more in life. And you can only get in position when you understand the goal that you're working for. So Ray Lewis was a phenomenal player, was a phenomenal leader, was a phenomenal athlete because he focused on his win. He motivated himself. Because in order to have motivation, you have to have a goal that you're reaching, that you're striving for. Because it doesn't come overnight. Success doesn't come overnight. It comes from brutal, hard work. Success is something that you create. Success is something that you evolve. Success is something that you can determine. You just have to be willing to determine the path that you are on. The success that you would like to have, the moments that you would like to share. The reason being is because it shows that you are on the right path. You are on the right path. In order to keep and stay on the right path, you have to know that you're doing the right thing. me and my significant other, me and my queen, we went to go see the documentary of Beyonce. And when we went to go see the movie or the documentary of Beyonce, we're watching the movie, but they're showing the behind the scenes of what it takes to build a great concert, what it takes to build a great tour. And so they showed a whole bunch of behind the scenes. And one part that they showed was them putting up the screens. The screens was huge. It was humongous. But they're putting up the screens, and as they're putting up the screens, they're showing like individual personnel is putting the screens up. Like they're attaching the screens to where the visuals can be really expanded throughout the stadium. And so I'm watching this documentary. I'm like, this documentary is really good. It's really good. One, because it shows the behind the scenes. It's phenomenal because it shows the process to get to a level and phase where Beyonce is at. And so as I'm watching this documentary, I'm like, oh my God, this is incredible. Because they're showing the behind the scenes. The success that Beyonce has created, she's showing the behind the scenes of what the success takes, of what it takes to be successful. Because it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of moving parts. If Beyonce was to do everything on the tour in the documentary that she showed, she wouldn't have had a successful tour. Because she would have been the only one doing everything rather than working with other people. And so when I saw that, I'm like, this is incredible because she has so much success already. But she's showing what it takes to keep the success. It takes a lot of work. It takes more than just one person. Because she knows what she's working for. She understands the route that she would like to pursue. There's a process behind your success, but it only can be created when you recognize how it's being created. You see, life shows you that as you are putting yourself out there, you're putting yourself out there in a way that's going to inspire others, in a way that's going to help others, in a way that's going to encourage others. Because it shows that your success is created when you have something to pursue. Your motivation comes and goes, but to keep your motivation, you have to continue to collect small wins. Just like being inspired, your motivation comes from the small wins that you have because you have a goal that you like to pursue. You have a destination that you like to get to. And you also have work to do to know that you can do it. Creating your success takes hard work because it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen when you would like for it to happen. It happens when you least expect it because it shows that you are collecting small wins. And what I've learned during this process is that life is going to show you the opportunity that comes from the commitment. And when you're committed to the journey, when you're committed to your success, when you're committed to the process, it shows that you are on a path that you can follow and create success for yourself. This is important because motivation shouldn't be a thing that you seek. You should be constantly motivating yourself even when you don't feel like it. During this time, Hurricane Milton has been going on, and so me and my wife we had to evacuate from Florida to Tampa. I mean, from Florida to Atlanta, and so we had to drive our car. We had to pack ourselves and get in the car and drive. And so as we get in the car and drive, it's a 7-hour drive. It's a long drive, and as we are driving this drive, it's extremely long. It's extremely challenging, and it's extremely boring. But when we put the destination into our map, into our GPS, it automatically said it's going to take you 7 hours and some change to get here. And when it takes you 7 hours to get here, that's including traffic, that's including stops, that's including the time that it's going to take for you to get here. And so it was so challenging because when we start driving, it says 7 hours and 33 minutes. But we got here in Atlanta in 12 hours. Because the traffic was so bad, because everyone that was in Tampa, everyone that was in Florida was evacuating, and as they was evacuating, it made it hard in traffic for everybody to get out. And so while we're in traffic for a long time, mind you, we stopped along maybe 7 times. I got sleepy. I didn't want to drive sleepy. But we stopped multiple different times. And as we're stopping multiple different times, we're gaining our energy. Because being in traffic that long is boring. And so when we put the GPS, the address into the GPS, it didn't say you would be there in a minute. It didn't say you would be there in an hour. It didn't say you would be there in even 3 hours. It said 7 hours. When you're creating your success, it's going to take more than just hours for your success to be created. The reason being because the first hour that you put into yourself, you're learning more about yourself. The next couple of hours, you're just refocusing on the basics, because the basics is going to help you be motivated. You can't know everything in the beginning within the first couple of hours. I saw this one video. It said, for the next year, if you put 10,000 hours, or there's a saying like, to master the skills, you have to put 10,000 hours into one particular thing. I second that and say, rather than 10,000 hours to master it, it's 10,000 hours to fully understand it, an additional 20,000 hours to master it. Because there's things that you don't fully understand, but when you get comfortable with the process, when you get comfortable with the journey, you're able to recognize that it can be improved. And I was watching this video, and this guy that was talking, he was speaking on stage, and he said, he saw this post, or he saw this video, that if a person that's looking to create success, that's looking to chase their dreams, that's looking to accomplish something, if they invest, if they put 10 minutes into this action, to this dream, into this success, they will be a lot better than the person who didn't even put 10 minutes into the craft. And so when I heard this, I said, man, all it takes is just 10 minutes to do this and focus on within a year, then you'll be better than the rest. It hit me because it maybe made sense that when you're trying to create success, it's not going to come when you would like for it to come. It will come when you are more prepared for it, because now you're positioning yourself differently. Motivation is something that inspires you, like I mentioned earlier, but it inspires you to keep going, because motivation is something that you're creating. It's something you're developing. You don't have to be motivated every single day. What you do have to do is be committed to the process every single day. Because to commit is to know that you're doing something for yourself. To know that you're doing something for yourself is that you're challenging you. You're challenging yourself. And it's so important to recognize when you challenge yourself, you're pushing yourself. When you're pushing yourself, you're motivating yourself. When I go to the gym this morning, it was hard for me to get up because I was exhausted. Normally, I get up around like 5, go to use the bathroom, wake up around like 5, 5:30, then go to the gym around like 6, around 5:36, post a video. And I didn't do that today. I woke up at 5:30, woke up from 5:30 to 6. During that time, I was just relaxing. And then went to the gym from like 6:05 to 6:35. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't motivated. It was the fact that I just wanted to be relaxed. Motivation comes and goes. So to look for motivation, you have to be willing to start for yourself. You have to be willing to push yourself in a way that's going to show that you can do something when you put your mind to it. But just know it's going to be challenging as you push yourself. If it was easy, you would already be where you would like to be. If it was easy, you wouldn't even have to challenge yourself. I mean, I saw this one movie with Bernie Mac. It was called House Party. And in one of the scenes that Bernie Mac was playing in with Kid, he's talking to him, and Kid goes to say, like, yeah, man, like, I really don't understand why people don't like me. Like, I really don't understand why people just don't want to be around me. And then Bernie Mac proceeds to say that if people don't like you, forget them. Not in them exact words, but in explicit language. He said, forget them. Because if they don't like you, that's not your problem. If they don't like what you're doing, that's not your issue. If they don't like you as a person, you shouldn't be focused on that. And what I've learned from that scene is that when you're creating success, when you create success, it's going to be challenging, because it has to be something that you're doing for yourself. You have to be willing to push yourself. You have to be willing to do it alone. In the beginning, you have to be willing to do it alone. But then as you go along your journey, as you go along the process, not only will you be doing it alone, you can grow from this. You can develop into this because it shows that you're on the right path. The path that you are on only comes from the decision that you make today, from the wins that you would like to start collecting. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. But since it's challenging, not everybody will do it. Everybody won't do it. Because to be great, you have to start from nothing. You have to start at average because you're not good. You just can't be. One day, you can't be good. And one day, you cannot be good. Kobe Brown, was watching this interview, he said that when he was 14 years old, he played in the summer league or the AAU basketball. And when he played, he didn't score not one point. He didn't win. He didn't do anything. He wasn't a great basketball player at that age. And he said, for the following summer, I focused on one skill. I focused on dribbling my left hand because I knew a lot of people wouldn't be able to dribble with their left hand. So if I can dribble my left hand and shoot, I will be better. So he said he focused on that the whole year. And when it was time for him to perform, that's when he started scoring. That's when he started making and scoring baskets. Because he focused on the skill that he was developing that everyone else wasn't paying attention to. And so it taught me that as you're creating your success, you have to be willing to do things that are not normal, things that will push you, things that will challenge you. Because if you're not challenging yourself, how do you grow? How do you evolve? How do you become and create success? How do you create success for yourself? Life shows you that life is going to teach you a lesson, and the lesson that it teaches you is preparing you to grow even more. And one thing that I learned is that creating success is challenging. It's challenging because you have to start with yourself. This 90-day challenge to make $100,000 is challenging because I have to start with myself. And once I start with myself and then hit the goal of making $100,000 in 90 days, I'm able to show the process of what I've done, what I've created to hit this success, to hit this number. So that way I can start working with others who would like to make their first 100K, make their first 10K, make their first $1,000. But I have to start with me before I help others. And when I start with myself, I can help others because I created the success for myself. So this challenge is not only pushing me, it's showing me that I can do it, but there's a way that you can do it. It's a format that you can do it. It's a particular skill that you have to develop, or skills that you have to develop. And it won't be easy. Because if it was easy, you would already made it. And so as I'm pushing myself and I'm challenging myself, I'm not only challenging myself, but I'm encouraging myself that I can do it. I'm encouraging myself that I can do it because I'm the one that's doing it. So what this challenge is going to be evolved around is that me helping entrepreneurs start their podcast. Because I've produced over 893 podcast episodes. So I understand more about podcasting because it was the success that I've created for myself. It was success that I created because I was focused on it. When I start paying attention to podcasting, when I start really learning and really paying attention to it, I dove into the skill, I dove into the art, and I really appreciated the effort that I need to put into it to know that it's going to be okay. I just have to keep going. I just have to keep going because as I keep going, I get better. As I keep showing up, I improve. As I keep being present, I collect small wins. So motivation is something that comes and goes, and it shouldn't be a thing that you're striving for, because days are going to be hard where you have to push yourself to get up, where you have to encourage yourself to get up, where you have to inspire yourself to know that you're doing the right thing. And the last lesson I want to talk about, the last lesson that's important for this topic of creating success, is to have a plan that you can follow. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans that I have for you." First, you have to recognize the plan for yourself so that God, I'm not putting my belief on anybody, so that God or faith can guide you along the right direction. It's hard to, when you have no idea where this plan is going to go. It's hard to establish yourself when you have no idea where just what you, it's hard to establish the plan when you have no idea where the plan is going to go. And that's okay. You don't need to know where the plan is going. You just have to be. You just have to have the will to start today. Because when you start today, you can grow. You can improve. You can evolve. Because as you're evolving, you're able to learn more about yourself. Because you're able to recognize that you can do it for yourself. Creating success is more than just a thought. Creating success is more than just a plan. Creating success is more than just taking action. What it is it's a lot of effort that you have to put into the work every single day. And every single day you have to know that you are improving for yourself. What happens is that people stop pursuing the journey because the journey is so difficult to understand. What I've learned while being along this journey, while going along this process, is that it takes time for you to push yourself. It takes time for you to be comfortable within yourself. It takes time to be sure of the plan that you would like to follow. A plan can be simply as, tomorrow I'm going to make my bed. Tomorrow I'm going to go to the gym. Tomorrow I'm going to create a video. It's planning ahead so that way you can have and know what you're doing for the day. That creates success because the success that you're creating comes from a plan, comes from a commitment, comes from a decision. But it starts with identifying what type of plan that you like to have for yourself. What type of strategy would you like to develop? When I was going to physical therapy because my back was hurting and because I wasn't properly exercising. And so my back was hurt. So I went to physical therapy. And after the first appointment, my physical therapist, she said, okay, so what's the problem? I explained the problem that the middle of my back, it had felt like a sharp pain, and a sharp pain, it was annoying. And so she then proceeds to say, okay, does this hurt? She gave me different things to do, different movements to do. And as I'm doing different movements, I'm like, yeah, that hurt. Yep, that hurt. Yep, that hurts right there. And she was like, okay, cool, no problem at all. Then she started giving me exercises to do. I started doing the exercises. She was like, does that hurt right now? I said, not at this moment, but it kind of feel good. So it's not really necessarily hurting like that. So then after the physical therapy appointment, she's writing down information on the following appointment or when I should come back, when I need to come back. And so she asked me, she was like, does Wednesday at 11 o'clock work for the next 4 weeks? I said, sure, it works. I'm thinking she's going to put into her computer, into the computer database. And what happened is that she grabbed a notebook. She opened the notebook and went to the October 1st date. It was a Wednesday or something like that. And she wrote it down on one Wednesday. She flipped the page, wrote it on the next one. She flipped the page, wrote it on the next one. And I asked, I said, why do you have a planner to do that? Like, what's the point of that? She said, the computer, it has a lot of information on there. And if you try to scroll it, just keep going and just keep going and just keep going. But this planner, I'm able to see because I can write it down. I'm able to see it. I'm able to visualize it. I'm able to plan it. And so when I write it, I'm able to see what's on the planner. So it just helped me stay more organized and more structured. So I'm like, huh, interesting. So that made me question how I was planning the activities in the day for myself. So I went to the store and I bought two planners. And when I bought two planners, when I first used mine, like I got my wife one. When I use mine, I start putting things into the day, into the calendar, and I start planning, I start organizing, I start like planning ahead. And as I'm writing the dates, I'm writing the activities, I'm seeing, I'm looking at it, I'm like, huh, okay, let's see how well it works. The following day, when I get done writing the activities for the future, the following week came up, and it was like a Tuesday. I opened my planner. It was a podcast that I had planned for because I wrote it on my planner. When you are planning for your future, you have direction that you like to follow because it's a plan in place. This planner helped me plan the activity before the activity even happened. Because it showed me that when you are focused on your goals, when you're focused on your direction, when you're focused on your path, you have to plan accordingly. And you don't need to know all the details, all the answers, all the responses. What does need to take place is that you're planning ahead for your success. When you create your success, you're creating success for yourself because you're able to plan and understand that the work that you're putting in, it comes from the decision that you're making for yourself. And when you make a decision for yourself, you have to plan accordingly because it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy to get up and do 10 things when you haven't even wrote down one. It's so challenging to even start at one. Because how you know when you are starting at one is going to be the right plan? You don't. You literally figure out a plan that you would like to plan ahead. And as you're planning ahead, you're able to identify the direction and work that needs to be completed. You can't complete everything all at once, but what you can do is that you complete one work at a time, one activity on a particular day, one particular skill that you can learn, that you can develop, that you can improve. And you're able to really see that the plan that you have in place comes from the desire to be successful. But you have to create your success from nothing to know that you can go to something, but the something has to come from nothing. Planning ahead gives you an opportunity to understand that it's okay to plan ahead. It's okay to learn what work needs to be done and how to go about doing it. You're not going to know everything, but you can know something on how you want to start, on how you want to begin, how you want to grow, how you want to develop. But you have to start with the plan. You have to put the plan in place because the plan comes from a decision. The plan comes from effort. The plan comes from you. You are the one that can create your success. You are the one that can maintain your success. You are the one that can establish your success because your success is coming from you. And that matters because it shows that you have a plan in place that you like to follow. And as you follow this plan, you're able to understand that you're planning ahead because you're planning accordingly for yourself. To create success, success comes from a decision. You have to decide on something that you would like to do in a way that's going to help position you differently. I remember when I joined the Marine Corps, I made a decision to join. But before I made a decision to join, I spoke with the recruiter. So I had to go through the process. As I'm speaking to the recruiter, he asked me, so you joining the Marine Corps, what does that look like? What does that look like? Do you want to travel? Do you want to leadership? Do you want to experience different things? Like, what does that look like, you joining the Marine Corps? And at the time, I just put travel because I'm from a small town, Little Rock, Arkansas. And at the time, I just clicked travel. Like, yeah, I just want to travel, possibly. But it wasn't that I wanted to travel. It was that I wanted to see something different. I wanted to be around something different. I wanted to learn what different can be, what I can be, and even though and recognize how I can be different. And so when I picked it, we had the conversation. He's telling me, yeah, so this is what you're going to have to do. He said the training is going to be annoying, but you can do it because you play sports. So it's not the end of the world. It'll be challenging just a little bit, but it won't be impossible. And so when you do and go to the training, he showed us, like, this is what you're going to be doing for every week. They have it planned out before you even get to the Marine Corps training. They have it planned out for all the 12 weeks. So when I get there, when I get to the training, everything that was on that flyer, everything that was on that picture, we did, but I forgot about the plan. I forgot about the picture because I was already doing the work. So when I was speaking to the recruiter like a year and a half before I even joined, I joined with the plan in mind, but I forgot about the activities that would be going on because it was already planned ahead. It's not the fact that it was playing ahead in a bad way. It was playing ahead so that way we can, or the people that was over us, can know what to do. It gave me an idea. A plan is giving you an idea. And once you have this idea, when you start doing the work, when you start executing it, not only are you executing the work that's already planned, you're planning accordingly because you planned for the future. And the reason why that's so important, because to plan, you have to be willing to plan for your future. You have to be willing to plan and do the work for tomorrow, for next week, for next month, for next year, for years to come. Because planning puts you in a better position. Planning puts you in a better situation. Planning shows that you can develop even more. And so when I got to the Marine Corps training, we started doing the activities. I was like, huh, I wonder what plan is next. I wonder what activity is next. But I couldn't remember because I forgot all about the flyer. When you plan accordingly, you're planning for your success. When you plan ahead, you're creating your success. When you're planning, you're creating your future, because your future is created from the plan that you create today. And when you create your success, life shows you that as you are creating your success, you are going to have to do some work for yourself. You're going to have to inspire yourself. You're going to have to motivate yourself. You're going to have to encourage yourself, because as you're encouraging yourself, it comes from the plan that you have in place. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan that I have for you," but to know that God has a plan for you, first you have to have a plan for yourself and see how God is guiding you along the way. I don't want to put my belief on anyone or anything of that nature, but if you have faith into something, in order to plan accordingly and plan ahead, you have to know and start with what you have today. And in order to grow more, you have to create the success today. You have to start collecting small wins today. You have to start collecting small opportunities today, because it's going to help you grow even more than you can ever imagine. So to be inspired, you have to have something to be inspired for. You have to have a goal. You have to have a dream. You have to have something that you're working towards, because as you're working towards it, inspiration comes from that. Because you start collecting small wins, you start connecting the dots, because the dots is the wins that you're collecting. And once you do that, now you have to find a way to get motivated. You have to find a way to stay motivated, because as you're finding a way to stay motivated, you're pushing yourself even when you don't even feel like it. You're challenging yourself even when the challenges are so overwhelming. You're encouraging yourself even when the motivation is not even there. But your plan, the action that you have, it's in place because you're planning for your future. You're planning for your success. And to create your future success, you have to start creating your success today. And this matters, because once you start today, you can be better. You can improve. You can grow. You can develop. You can evolve. You can evolve, because you are the one that's creating your dream. And if you got value from this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that follow button. And make sure you hit that follow button with podcast. Or if you listen to, make sure you hit that follow button as well. Because there's power in knowledge. There's power in education. When you start educating yourself, you start getting around people who can educate you even more. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway on how you're going to start creating your success for yourself? And what does that mean to you? Again, hit that subscribe button. Hit that follow button. And if you would like to leave a review, if you're listening to the podcast, go to the show review. Go to review notes and hit the review and leave a review, because you are meant for greatness. And until you see the greatness that you are meant for, your greatness is waiting on your other side of the work. So I appreciate y'all. Make sure you hit that follow button. Make sure you hit the subscribe. Make sure you leave a review and leave a comment on what is your biggest takeaway on how you are going to start creating your success. I appreciate y'all.